37-year-old man passed away at a hospital in Ohio earlier this month, but after a doctor had pronounced him deceased, his 17-year-old son yelled, quote, "Dad, you're not going to die today." Doctor looked at the heart monitor and realized the man's heart started beating again.
Whoa, that's incredible.
He was released 5 days later. He goes back to work on Monday.
Oh my goodness. That kid's got some superpowers.
Dad, you're not going to die today. Wow.
Listen up, guys. I got a list here of some results from an online discussion about things that men assume are unattractive about themselves, but women, we actually like them. Not all women, of course, but enough that they made the list.
Okay.
A very hairy chest. Some women do find that attractive. Scruffy facial hair. Not talking about like one day stubble, you know, because that feels like sandpaper and stuff, but a little bit of scruff is a good thing. No huge muscles. Women voted for men with solid builds and for super scrawny men, just not the bodybuilder look. Nerdiness has been becoming a lot more attractive, whether that means glasses or video games or, you know, whatever. Big noses, a little bit of a gut. I mean, we like abs too, but we're not going to be that upset if you have a little bit of a gut. And messy hair.
Those are all things that apparently some women like in men, huh?
That men assume we think are unattractive,
right,
but we do like them.
According to a new survey, it takes an average person 4 days, 8 hours, and 24 minutes while they're on vacation before they finally fully relax.
So and really, you need like 2 weeks then.
Yes, almost one out of five people say they never completely relax, no matter how long the vacation lasts. Just for the record, here at the Early Morning Show, we are fully relaxed 1 minute after the stack of leftovers.
Like more like 10 seconds, especially on Friday. And it is Friday, so we got to talk about the movies that are opening this weekend. None of these really look all that appealing to me, but who knows? Maybe you have some different tastes. The Mortal Instruments City of Bones, Lily Collins, is a descendant of a half-angel warriors who protect the world from demons. So it's based on a book series that's opening. The World's End. Simon Pegg and his four friends have a lifelong goal of completing an epic pub crawl where they drink a pint at 12 different pubs in one night. After failing once before, they reunite 20 years later for one last gasp at reaching the final pub, The World's End. That might be pretty funny.
Okay, yeah.
You're next. It's a horror film. Australian minx Sharni Vinson. She stars in the horror thriller about a gang of killers in animal masks that attack 10 adults at a family reunion dinner. I will not be seeing that one. And this one I'm upset that it is only open in LA. It's called Drinking Buddies. Olivia Wilde works at a craft brewery with her best friend, played by Jake Johnson from New Girl. He's engaged to Anna Kendrick, and even though they're both dating other people, there's an unspoken attraction between them that's put to the test when they spend all weekend together. Why is this only opening in LA?
I don't know. That sounds good.
I would like to see that one. Yeah. But so the other three you can probably check out sometime this weekend.
Fun to look back at the things that scared you when a kid. Here's the six top things that we were afraid of kids as far as a discussion on the internet. Number six, escalators. Number five, people in masks and costumes. Number four, kids are afraid of what's under the bed or in the closet.
Still afraid.
Number three, kidnapping.
You never know.
Oh, there's nothing there. Yeah, kidnapping came in at number three. Number two, the dark.
Still afraid.
The number one thing that most people were afraid of as a child, clowns.
Yeah, oh, no.
Clowns.
Clowns are creepy.
So a clown in the dark hiding underneath your bed would really send you over the edge.
Thank you. Years of therapy. Awesome.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.